Take a deep breath. Be present and aware. And now we will proceed with bringing a sixth light template, the seed crystals, and the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional layers into present time. The first four light packets that we activated emanated from a field of awareness of the unified field of human consciousness in physical bodies. The fifth, sixth, and seventh light packets emanate from the quantum field. The fifth, sixth, and seventh light packets impact all the other light packets that have been activated. They upgrade and uplift the energetics that they contain. The basic six-dimensional light packet was activated in our pre-conference session of 2022. In the 2022 conference, we then energetically brought the sixth-dimensional light packet into present time. It was placed in the heart center of our light body. The sixth light packet activated the ninth strand of DNA that relates to the higher purpose of our soul as it came into a physical body to create and manifest a fifth-dimensional physical body. The upgrade of the sixth light packet is essential to create and manifest our fifth-dimensional physical body that can hold a fuller expression of our light body. The light packet eternally changes any separation anomalies that affect our physical body as it functions in the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional states of consciousness. It brings a fuller conscious awareness of who we are as light beings. The sixth light packet was also placed in the ninth strand of DNA. And it is also a very important strand because it has not been a viable strand since the fall of consciousness. It has not been available to you since you have been incarnating in a third or fourth dimensional physical body. The sixth light packet and all the remaining light packets are very important because they are foundational energies that are raising the bar. They are raising the energy of the body and state of consciousness. They are upgrading everything by bringing those light packets and the DNA strands into present time. They magnify and significantly upgrade your consciousness and your energetic system. This light packet, the sixth light packet, is activated and placed in the ninth strand of DNA. It significantly changes the state of consciousness in an energetic frequency range that each individual carries in their bodies. That state of consciousness brings automatic upgrades to each activation without doing anything but being aware of how magnifying things have become in your consciousness. There is a gradual upgrade that takes place in each and every session. After this level 2 session 9 gathering, we will no longer have to upgrade any activated 7 light packets because we will create an automatic upgrade each time that we meet And this is because we meet in that collective consciousness of the Light Temple and the Council of 12. So now take a deep breath. Center yourself in your Sacred Heart Center of your light body. Be aware of the streams of consciousness of the entire Council of 12 that surround you. Take another breath. With your intention to bring the current sixth-dimensional light packet into this present time, another breath. Notice how the ninth DNA strand lights up immediately to support this and all further upgrades. Another breath. Present and aware. Refined energetics are evolving constantly and being upgraded. Your state of consciousness grows as well as your light frequency. Your ability to maintain refined states of light frequencies within your body and your mental emotional body is very important now. So be aware of that and guard it by paying attention to your thoughts and your emotions. Change them immediately when you're triggered or things happen in your physical life that you have no control over, because negative thoughts and emotions cause your frequency to drop to a level of concern, worry, or aggravation. Now that the eighth dimensional light template has been unlocked, it reconnects you to the higher light aspect of yourself and sets in motion different frequencies and sequences of light codes. As we progress together in this teaching series, this eighth dimensional light template will change everything, including how you perceive yourself. The eighth dimensional light template is radiating in the eighth chakra and your higher mind, as well as your soul star and your earth star. We wove the eighth dimensional light template into the ninth strand of DNA, creating a golden glow within the ninth strand of DNA, like no previous DNA strand. The sixth light packet is also filled with the luminous eighth dimensional light and a star-studded effervescence. Now, I'd like to discuss the sea crystals. The light prism activates another level of sea crystals in the brain to bring the sea crystals into another frequency range. The light prism has a great influence on all of the light packets. When it was first introduced to you, it was in a step-down version of fifth dimension, which was, at that time, a stretch for all of us to fully conceive of its complete use. One of the most valuable uses of the light prism is that it continually upgrades the seed crystals in the pineal center because it constantly emanates a number of sound codes. The human brain has to be significantly upgraded as we move forward in this ascension process. The seventh dimensional light prism activates the seed crystals in the brain, bringing an energetic coherence to the brain as it processes the complexity of creative thought of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. The unlocked eighth dimensional light template also greatly influences the seed crystals. These upgraded seed crystals continually transmit refined light emanations that alter the physical body at a cellular level. When you chemically change the human cell through the compression mechanism that is utilized in the second triad, everything that concerns the body and its consciousness changes. This includes the cell, the neurons, and the neurological system, the neurology of the brain, and the body gets a complete upgrade. Take a deep breath. That's a lot to take in. The seed crystals are the prime activator of these upgrades that need to be initiated, as well as specific time and progression of these activations. The creative light transmitted from these seed crystals is immense. They are designed to create the changes that are required on many levels as the refined dimensional sequences begin to manifest. They are a radiant instrument that changes the synapses of the brain and the ability to process Christed thought. Every lobe of the human brain begins to function more effectively now, with purpose and designed in the refined dimensional level that was originally intended when the human body was created before the fall of consciousness. A whole new world opens to us when these lobes of our brain begin to function. These activations widen our ascension path and move us forward in an accelerated way. The fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates were unlocked because they affect the electromagnetic field. Now let's step back a minute. We said a lot of things about the fifth, sixth, and seventh levels of many things. We've talked about the light templates. We've talked about the light packets. So sometimes it's confusing keeping this in a progressive way. But now we're talking about dimensional layers of light that the light templates bring to us. And they were unlocked in several conferences of ascending masters. They were unlocked because they affect the electromagnetic field. When the eighth dimensional light template was unlocked, it upgraded them to another level The electric current is entirely different and will not support third or fourth dimensional basic dense anomalies. They cannot exist on Earth or in humans who carry these refined templates. And you are that. Take that in. The unlocking of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional time locks was crucial to your ability to be able to use the eighth dimensional light and the eighth dimensional light template. Cannot embody this eighth dimensional light template, but you can draw from it and use it in your creative processes. These light templates provide states of consciousness that you would not be able to use if you had not unlocked each and every one of them from the time locks. They enable you then to draw into your sacred heart center the element of love, and not only draw it in, but to absolutely use it. The ability to access the eighth dimensional frequencies and the eighth dimensional light template was crucial to our ascension. It was not available to us until we created the fifth dimensional body through the practice that Master Kuthumi gave us. During our downtime, many of us practice daily. And so enough of our membership took that to heart and practiced for 3 months. Therefore, bringing the cellular system up to speed, we began to alchemize every cell, every neuron in the body. As we are able to use more of that eighth dimensional light frequency and the night light template, things change very quickly. We are now on the precipice of that change. The changes are magnified tremendously and occur swiftly. As we move beyond the density of the third and fourth paradigms, we realize that we are no longer affected by that. This is important for us to see. The changes into a fifth dimensional state of being physically, mentally, and emotionally created tremendous change. Certain anomalies that we talk about in our conversations are not changed, but they don't seem to exist anymore, especially when we hold higher frequencies of light in our fields. And that's why it's important for you to pay attention when something that comes up in your life that you have no control of or that is triggering you. Pay attention to that and guard against it so that those higher frequencies of light in your field are maintained consistently. If we pay attention and maintain a frequency of light somewhere between 150% light, we refine our unified field so that the denser anomalies cannot exist. Where there is that type of light frequency, those anomalies, negative dense anomalies, cannot exist in that field. It's immediately burned off. Take a deep breath. We can do this. And we will accomplish setting that template for those coming after us to follow. It's an important template. And those children coming in will benefit greatly. The children who came in right after 2012 have had a very difficult time adjusting to the physical world and the way in which it operates. These new children coming in from this day forward, because of all the activations that have taken place in that template, it is a living document and it will serve them even now. Keep that in mind. Now I will turn it over to Milena.